A new laboratory at the University of Alaska Fairbanks enables realistic testing of power generation systems for Alaska villages. Alaska Center for Energy and Power Director Gwen Holdman says the 5,000 square foot lab can analyze both traditional diesel and alternative energy generation systems.
Doing that in a laboratory in a very well-instrumented setting really allows us to figure out ways to optimize power generation, both standard diesel power as well as integrating renewables and other kinds of variables like advanced storage technologies and things like that.
Holdman says the lab is unique in its ability to mimic an isolated or islanded grid, common in Alaska. She stresses that the lab does not rely on computer simulation, but uses real equipment to act out how generation systems will work in a specific community.
So you can take the data from a wind turbine in any community in the state. You can input it into our wind simulator, and it actually turns a motor generator system. So you actually have the wind turbine essentially turning in your lab, the power being generated as it would be in that community. And the same thing with the loads. You can program load events. So you can say, well, in this community, here's the average load that the community has, but you get spikes every now and then because somebody in the school turns on some equipment or something like that. So you can simulate and program the load bank to mimic a specific community.
Holdman says the Energy Lab is enabling the UAF Center to bring together and support diesel, wind, and hydrokinetic programs that have been scattered in various locations. She says the lab is very Alaska-focused, but its ability to verify performance of energy systems is drawing interest and contracts from outside Alaska.
For example, Boeing has been very interested in using our facility to test some of the products that they've developed for energy storage on what they work on as an islanded or a limited grid system, which is an airplane.
Holdman says many third world countries are dealing with similar energy challenges. The new $4 million UAF Energy Lab is the first component of a planned energy and power center expansion. The next phase is a $30 million office and small lab facility that would consolidate university energy research at one complex. The Center for Energy and Power is funded by government, tribal, and private entities.